Classic Hits, 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's a look back and a look ahead to 2023. Joining us in studio is Sean Pickering with Sadler Real Estate Group, powered by EXP, and we've got lots to talk about this morning. First off, Sean, welcome. It's good to see you. Welcome. Yeah.
Thank you, Jamie. Thanks for having me.
Now, let's talk about, first off, Sadler Real Estate Group, powered by EXP. For anyone not familiar with it, your group is growing, shall we say, in our area.
Yes. Yeah, it's growing. I'm sure people have seen our signs around. We've partnered with you guys to get our voice on the radio. And we're coming to town. We're a digital brokerage. That's where the world's going. It's social media. Everyone's on their phone. So we focus on marketing and advertising digitally. Obviously, we do have a little bit of paper print. We do have some physical product with the benches. But yeah, we're a change to real estate.
Yeah.
We're the new up-and-coming brokerage. We're about 90,000 agents worldwide. So we're not small by any means. We connect nationally with people all over the country and all over the world to make sure people are getting their homes sold and we are finding the right house for everybody.
That's what it's all about right there. So let's look back at 2022. That seems so far back now. Your thoughts in terms of last year, in terms of the real estate market?
Yeah, it was an insane year. It would kind of just hit us, right? February, March area, and it was like, what is going on? It was smooth sailing for all sellers in 2022 and the previous few years. And then all of a sudden, mortgage rates increased. Mm-hmm. The seller market converted to a more balanced market, even to a buyer market in some cases, depending on the price range you were in. And now we're all fighting to balance a red hot housing market and affordability and inflation.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's happening right now. So again, the question, should I buy or rent? And that is always the question. But what do you think in terms of right now, as we're having this conversation, should I buy or rent?
Yeah, the housing prices are plummeting, but that doesn't mean affordability is changing. With interest rates, we're actually sitting at the exact same mortgage payments, even though that same house is now worth $100,000, $200,000 less. It is the exact same payment per month. So if you are deciding based on that, it's a really good time to jump into the market actually as a buyer because you're getting it at a discount. 3 to 5 years, the mortgage rates are going to come down a little bit, which means you're going to have a smaller payment in a few years when you come out of your first mortgage and into your second term. But you know what? Renting isn't always a bad option either. If you're being patient, you want to wait it out and see. Either or is a really good option right now.
All right, Sean. So will the rapid pace of new home construction, of course, we're hearing a lot about new home construction that's happening. Will the rapid pace of new home construction, is it going to slow down in 2023? What do you think?
No, it's not going to slow down at all, I don't think, Jamie. Canada's population could reach 52.5 million people in 20 years.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah, a rate of growth faster than any other G7 nation. It can be a good thing, though. That means taller and denser housing within existing communities, which is matter of opinion for whoever you ask. It's better for the climate, though. It's better for social fabric, and it's better for affordability.
And I think this idea of more dense housing is really starting to come up in conversations a lot now.
Yeah. And you can either take away the farmland or what we already have. We can just put more housing into it. And I think that's probably a better solution. We want to protect the environment as much as we can. And it also makes everything more affordable.
There you go. So lots of great information here with Sadler Real Estate Group powered by EXP, Sean Pickering. Sean, any other final thoughts or what's the best way to reach out and get some more details?
Yeah, if anyone wants to reach out to me, my phone number, it's a direct line, is 519-301-6208. I'm always happy to help. I tell people it's my job. Bug me. I don't mind. Just any questions, I'm happy to help. People need to know what their house is worth or what they're buying. So just ask.
Absolutely. Reach out and get in touch with Sean Pickering, Sadler Real Estate Group, powered by EXP. And as we mentioned, Sean, you guys, your group is covering the area for sure.
Yeah, I'm born and raised in Stratford. And I just think it's time that we have a change to Stratford real estate. We bring something fresh and new. The whole world's changed to social media, digital. Let's bring that to Stratford. Let's have local flavor with that, and that's what we're doing.
That sounds awesome. Sean Pickering with Sadler Real Estate Group, powered by EXP. Sean, we'll have to chat again soon.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm sure I'll be back on soon, Jamie. Love talking to you.